Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
America shocks us all!
Let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, everyone? Wow.
Yeah.
What yeah. a show.
Yeah.
I'm so speechless. But before I get into anything, I'm going to give y'all just a bunch of teasers on what we're about to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through top three performances, top two performances, celeb performances, and then the American Idol winner. But before we could do all of that, I have to introduce the talented...
Delia Gomez. I was like, what? I was still thinking about the intro. I was like, thinking about all the things that you were saying. I was like, yep, we got a lot to go through.
We have a lot to go through, but I can't do it without the lovely Delia Gomez.
We missed you last week.
I know, I was dealing some family problems, but we're all good now, as you can tell.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear.
So, just an FYI, I didn't forget your name. I was just literally, I had a brain fart. I was like, speak. Freaking speak.
That's so funny. No, I love it.
It's okay. So much to cover. Final episode of American Idol.
Yes.
Episode 19, the finale.
Yeah. And what a finale it was, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. So many amazing performances, so many guests. And I was very shocked by the result. I was like, what? Well, I knew it was between those two. For sure.
Let's not say too much.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it yet and are watching this just for pure enjoyment because you love looking at the both of our faces. Yes. So let's get into it. Top three. So we have Madison, Vandenberg, Lane Hardy, and Alejandro Aranda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100% New York right now, full throttle, and say... Madison just didn't bring it.
No. Well, I mean, like I said, she has really great vocal range, but I did notice her a little bit more. I don't know whether it was emotional or more nervous or just not like at the caliber of Lane and of Alejandro tonight. It was good. I loved her doing Shallow. I thought that was like the best song that she chose. What did you think?
I mean, it's such a great song. I could sing that song and I could give you goosebumps. And I'm not even a singer. So I feel like it was a safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do those in the top three.
Right.
You can't have any safe bets. You have to... I see why she picked it because it's such a popular song, but... don't think she nailed it. And then in the beginning of her singing that song, she like sounded like she was about to cry.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Throws people off.
Yeah. Out of all the ones that she sang tonight, that was my favorite one of hers, I would say.
Of course.
Because it was like,
look at the song, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a beautiful song. I mean, it won an Oscar.
Yeah. Well, she even sang a Kelly Clarkson song tonight, but I just didn't.
Yeah. She didn't bring it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. And I'm a fan of Madison, but Madison did not bring her A game.
Yeah.
I think she does have some more growing to do.
Yeah.
She needs to work on... This is just me being from, I used to work in the music industry with Randy Jackson, who was an American Idol judge. So I kind of have some A&R experience. Uh-huh. So I could kind of see and hear certain things. I'm not a professional, but she needs to work on her vocal control.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lower range notes that she's struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
She got that high note.
Yeah.
She kills the high note. But it's that lower tone where she seems a little shaky.
You know? Yeah, I did notice that. It definitely felt No, I mean, she's a cute girl. She's a cute performer.
She's lovable.
Yeah, she's adorable, relatable. But yeah, I was happy that she didn't necessarily make the top two.
For sure.
Because
spoiler alert.
Yeah. I mean, I assume most people have seen it, but yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But yeah. For those of you who have not seen it, sorry. I apologize on her behalf.
For sure.
So then, okay, let's go into the next performance, Lane Hardy.
Okay, so my favorite was actually when he did Jambalaya. Because I actually liked that song from... Did you ever watch Steel Magnolias?
No.
So that's the wedding.
Steel who?
Steel Magnolias. It's a...
Is it a movie or
it's
or
an old
show?
Movie.
Okay.
It's a movie that got remade. But they have this scene, a wedding scene, where Julia Roberts' character gets married and they have the Jambalaya song.
Okay.
And being from the South, you're just like... It's a fun, dancey kind of song and... He always brings a little bit of a party. So I was excited.
Lane Hardy brings the party. Let's do it.
Yeah.
He's like, where are my boots and my fishing rod? Let's go fishing.
That's so good.
Let's go down to the lake.
Yes.
And catch some not even sea bass, but bass.
Yeah.
Some striped bass.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that was my favorite of his. He has many like cool, like little throwbacks.
I've said it all along. Lane has the look.
Mm-hmm.
Lane has that new age Elvis, Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. Johnny B. Goode kind of vibe to him, right? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So he has the look.
Yeah.
Does he have his first performance in top three? I don't think he brings that stage presence. Mm-hmm. Like when he's moving around, he just looks uncomfortable. He looks awkward.
But he's also really like handsome and he's got more, he works more of the face, I would say, than the body. And probably that's
agree
what
with you.
Yeah.
But look at Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
He was a handsome man too with great hair.
He worked the pelvis.
But that boy can move.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Looks can only take you so far. And your talent, your vocals can only take you so far. When people come to see a show, unless you're like an Andrea Bocelli, mm-hmm. and of course it's not going to be this big performance.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, you have to be able to work the stage
but
and give the fans a show because that's his style.
Yeah.
He's not a ballad type of guy.
Yeah, but
he's
I don't think he
rocker.
Needs to dance like Beyonce. But, you know, because if you know, like, the music and the musicians he's inspired by, they don't necessarily have a whole bunch of movement. Like, they have a little bit of, like, a little hip thrust here and there, like what he did with, like, some Elvis moves. But it's not to the extent of, like... A hip-hop artist or a pop artist.
I think she has a crush on him.
I'm just saying.
So she's not.
I'm just saying, y'all. I don't know. I'm just... Whatever.
No. I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're, like, wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just from a
no, I get what you're
fan
saying.
Perspective and someone who worked in the music industry with a music legend who went on tour with this band. That was a problem that they had also.
It bores you a little bit?
It's just like, okay, great. I know that you're able to sing, but I want to see you perform. Give us a show.
You want a Mick Jagger.
I want a Mick Jagger. I want a Prince. Mm-hmm. I want a Michael Jackson. I want an Elvis.
Yeah.
Those are legendary people. Those are like the greats. They all moved on stage.
Yeah. But I also think he's also a small town boy at heart who's just...
She's giving many excuses.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's still like it's his style. He's not, he knows who he is. He's not Prince. Like he's not. Yeah.
He's definitely not Prince. And I'm not knocking him. I'm not expecting him to be Prince. I'm just saying so me being an actor, me being an athlete, I'm studying the greats.
Right.
What are they doing?
Got you.
That I should be doing, but then also putting in my own twist. You're a musician. Mm-hmm. You're a performer. You should be watching these people religiously, like an NFL team does before every single game. They study their opponents, and they study what they've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
As a musician, you have to do that exact same thing, but you have to take a look at yourself, and you have to dissect yourself.
Yeah.
And see, what can I do here?
Yeah, okay.
That's just how I would... I'm not saying that... He's not even doing anything wrong. I guess I'm looking at
more
it as a not an analytical standpoint, but if that was me on stage, how I would handle it.
Okay.
So if I was a performer on stage, I would make sure that, you know, mm-hmm. I know exactly I'm going to give the best performance.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. And I mean, let's go to the next guy. I mean, the next guy needs no introduction.
Right?
Alejandro, this guy, this kid is talented.
Amazing. Amazing.
How talented?
I loved when he did 10 Years, his song 10 Years.
Yes.
And there was that orchestra behind him and they all had the beanies. Like, come on. That was an amazing tribute to his style and just, it sounded so good. Like, so good with the orchestra behind him. I did not expect it to be like so different because we've heard it before. We heard 10 Years before.
Yes,
performed it, but he performed it. I think it was it just with the guitar before?
Just with the guitar. I mean, it's always been that.
Yeah,
it's always
because he
been
does that or piano.
Just the guitar, right?
Yeah,
but it was actually it was cool to see.
Yeah, to see it in a very different, like, you know, it's the finale, so they're gonna bring out all the razzle dazzle, and I loved it.
It's great. I mean, he's no shock to me. No. Anything he does.
And his three songs were all original songs, right?
Every song that boy did tonight was his own songs.
Yeah.
Song that he produced, songs that he wrote. I mean,
tonight, Millennial Love, 10 Years was the songs that he did tonight. And I have them all with stars because
And his fourth performance was Out Loud.
Out Loud.
Yes. Which is also his song.
His song.
So all four performances.
Oh, yeah, Out Loud.
That he did.
We're all his.
He wrote that and produced that.
It's amazing.
In the finale.
And I think Katy Perry really did touch on something that before it was more of a karaoke show.
Yeah.
But with the upcoming seasons or if they continue, like, I do think it's going to open ways to having artists come on and be able to create their own stuff and perform it because it's way more interesting. I don't know, at least it was for me when he was bringing on his new material.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I feel you're an artist. You're on a competition show.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a local bar.
Yeah.
Stop doing all the karaoke shit.
I love that twist.
But this defines you as an artist, mm-hmm. though. This shows the fans and the music people in the music industry, the people you want to impress, to get onto a label or with a manager or have like a booking agent, you need to show people that I don't just have a voice.
Yeah.
Like I'm talented. I could produce. I could write. I could play two instruments.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a complete artist.
And that's something that, you know, in the beginning of the audition or in Hollywood Week, when they make the contestants choose a song that people know or resonate with, because then at least they have some sort of attachment to it. But Alejandro's songs, I think, is what Lionel said, that within the first three notes, they know it's him. It's already a signature to his voice and to his sound that I'm just like, yeah, like, we should definitely be inviting more contestants to come on to American Idol with that same kind of.
But you see this, though? This is the catch.
Mm.
There's not too many people like him.
Yeah.
That's why there are not all these stars out there. He is literally a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
As you could tell.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
He is a needle in a haystack. You don't. You have to dig. They've been. Was it 17 seasons?
Yeah.
17 seasons. The last was what? Carrie Underwood? The noticeable ones.
Right.
You got like Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, but they have their own signature sound, their own style. Like once each person sings, instantly you know it's
exactly
them performing mm-hmm. and them singing.
Mm-hmm.
17 seasons.
Yeah.
How many contestants has that been? Hundreds of thousands of people who have come and applied and auditioned.
Yeah.
And there's only been three.
Yeah, even Lionel.
To come to my mind.
Yeah, Lionel says there's a ton of, there's thousands of singers, but there's very few artists.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But.
I'm paraphrasing.
She's doing a great job. I wouldn't be able to do this. She makes my job so much easier. I'm not even lying either.
Thank you.
But before we get on to the next topic, I believe you have a little message that you want to tell everyone.
I do. You guys, thank you so much for sticking it with us this season. We just want to say that we love you. And we want to say that if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe and let us know what you thought about the results. Were you happy? Did your contestant win? If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. It really does help us out. Ricky and I love being here with you guys every week, and it really does mean a lot to us to cover this show.
It does.
So thank you.
It's a passion of mine. Music is a passion of mine.
It's a great show.
It's an amazing show.
And we have fun every week. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. We love you. We love you.
We love you.
All right. So now.
We're not singers, but.
We got top three to top two.
Yes.
So Madison gets cut.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised.
No. I think that was a very good call.
Yeah, even I think we've been calling it for a while.
Yeah.
And she's like we said, she's talented, but
and she's still young. She's 16, right?
Yeah.
She's still a baby.
Yeah.
She has so much time ahead of her.
Yes.
And she's gonna grow and she's gonna become an artist and she's gonna be great.
Maybe she'll be one of the few that you remember out of American Idol.
Right.
Yeah.
But not everyone who wins American Idol becomes stars or becomes this iconic thing. There's been
I remember when Ruben Sutter won.
Yeah, he won and what the hell is he doing now?
Well, we remember Clay Aiken more than Ruben Sutter. He was like second runner up or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the most noticeable one to me that didn't win, and Simon Cowell actually knocked her, and then after she became who she is now, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Hudson did not win, and look at Jennifer Hudson and how talented she
is. That's so true. I totally forget she was on American Idol.
Exactly. Point proven. So whoever wins this show tonight, everyone, does not solidify a spot in iconic music stardom. Yeah.
That's true.
It just does not. Like, you have to earn your stripes still.
Still.
This is just phase one.
I mean, it still helps you get to a point where you have at least a target market that,
for sure.
That, you know, at least agents or record labels or whatever can kind of be like, all right, you're not necessarily unknown.
Right. And we all know nowadays, and if you don't know, I'm about to inform you. If you're an actor, if you're a musician, if you're anything that's in front of the camera or putting on a performance, having a social media following or having your brand solidified is a step ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because people nowadays, they don't want to work. the less amount of work that you could do and give them the biggest yield, which means make them the most money,
right?
They'll sign you like this. You know how many people I know have agents, but need some improvement in the theatrical department. And they have like big agents.
Right.
At like pretty big agencies. I'm like, wait, you met this person at a party?
Right.
And you got yourself a manager and an agent?
They have the audience. They have the target market that is going to back them regardless of what they do.
Right. Which goes to show that this show helps.
Yeah.
But you still have to earn your stripes. You still have to put in the work. You still have to discover like yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even more.
Yeah.
And what genre do you want to be? Who do you want to perform to?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the minute you get signed to a music label, they own you.
Yeah.
They have unless there's a stipulation in the contract, they own literally all creative control. And this is why a lot of musicians, like nowadays, they try to go independent.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have all creative control. Because that's what, as an artist, as a musician, you want full creative control if you're a legit musician and an artist.
Yeah. We can see that.
You know, it's tough when you sign to a label because they pay you in advance.
Mm.
So when an artist signs, depending on who the person is, they pay you. I think Shawn Mendes, when he first got signed, was it Shawn Mendes? No. It was some pop star. They gave him like $4 million.
Was it
up front.
Was it Justin Bieber?
No. No. Bieber got discovered by Usher on YouTube.
Right. He was a YouTube baby.
Yeah. But once a label signs you, they own you.
Mm-hmm.
For however long the contract is. But anyway, we're starting to get off tangent here. So now we're back, and I'm back. top two. So we got Lane Hardy, and we have Alejandro, the battle of the homies.
Yes.
The battle of the homies. The performances. I mean, I think Alejandro, once again, brought it.
Yeah, I agree.
It was just Lane. He sounds good, but it's too puppety. Well, like he's like a puppet.
Well, I thought the thing was that Alejandro definitely made a choice to be himself and to prove his artistry. Not that saying that Lane did it, because I love Lane. You know I do. But Lane doesn't have any original music to sing or perform. He knows who he is because he knows his style and he knows where he comes from and he knows what works with his voice. So I think they both were working well in their arena. But Alejandro, I gotta say, really did bring it tonight. Like tonight I felt was Alejandro's night. And even though, you know, regardless of like what happened, he was it for me tonight.
Which, by the way, I called that.
I know, you did. You really did. I really didn't.
I'm an empath, everyone. I could see the future and I feel energy.
He did call it, guys.
I called what happened. If you did not see it, I'm not going to say it yet until we get to that topic. But when Ryan was about to announce the winner, but like a minute before that, I literally told her and I was like, this is going to be completely different than what we are thinking is going to happen. Yeah. And America is going to shock us. And they freaking did.
Yeah, it totally did.
Crazy.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite celebrity performance tonight?
Kane Brown. I mean, I love Kane Brown and Dan Plesche.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two music stars now.
There was so many to choose from tonight.
There was a lot. Carrie Underwood.
There was a lot.
Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, Dan Plesche,
Daddy Yankee with Katy Perry. Yankee. I was like, what? Excuse me.
Montel Jordan.
I was so excited. I mean, and you and also Adam had Lambert. You also had like Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryant also performed there.
Luke, I think you. I would love to hang out with you, but your new songs.
You didn't like it?
No, it just sounds like. He's an older man.
Yes.
He needs to be
like
making
30 something.
I just feel like that song, and I'm not knocking you, Luke. Probably not watching this anyway. But if for some way this gets back to you, I just feel like the song was very high school-y.
Right. The lyrics. But it's a typical like Southern barbecue, like you got your beer, you're grilling, you have it in the background. It's a fun little summer song. It's what it is, it's a summer song.
Is it?
I think it is. Like
it's for all you summer flings out there.
It's just like a summer.
Your future summer flings.
Like it's nothing serious. No one's dog died. It's just.
No one's dog died.
You know that
I'm just in a car and all I need is three songs to get to you. That was one of the lyrics in the song.
It's like, you know, country music has like sometimes they can be really harsh and like emotional and story based.
My dog died and I had a drink of PBR
on
the porch.
This is just like having fun at the beach, kind of like. Mm. Cowboy boots, but
answer your question. Kane Brown for sure.
Kane Brown
was definitely my favorite performer. I think he's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His songs are really good.
Great, yeah.
He's a great voice, and he's different as a country artist. He's urban country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
got tattoos.
Got full tattoos on both arms. He has his sound is different. Like he still sounds like a country artist. It still sounds like he's a country singer.
Yeah,
but he doesn't look like one.
Right.
Even the way he's dressed. There's no cowboy boots. There's no cowboy hat. There's no blue jeans. He's very hipstery, trendy kind of style.
I don't know if it's like hipster, but it's definitely edgier.
Edgy. Thank you. Yeah. That's edgy. He just is edgy.
Yeah, definitely.
For a country star, that's different.
Yeah.
Who is your
Daddy Yankee? Like I was singing in Spanish. I love how we also watch it with the closed captions. It was like just sings in Spanish. I was like, I feel so bad because y'all. Ba 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 ba. It was so good in Katy Perry. Con calma, hey, hey. I think this is the first time he's ever been on American Idol, and it was very exciting for me as a Latina to have also Alejandro performing and have Daddy Yankee. It was just a lot of like
diversity
and Latin pride is all I gotta say. I was very happy. I was very happy. He's Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican, and you're Mexican.
I'm Mexican and Colombian.
Mexicano. And Colombian.
Sick.
That was hilarious. Sick.
Shut up, Ricky.
Damn.
But it was so good. I just loved it. I don't know what he was up to wearing, but we could get into that in our.
That's very streetwear, though. That's like off-white kind of.
Only Daddy
style.
Yankee could rock it.
I'm gonna say only Daddy Yankee. But out of all the performances tonight.
I mean, I couldn't wear it and like look good, but he could.
Well, how do you know that?
I don't. I know. Trust me. I show up looking like that. You're gonna be like, what are you wearing?
I've totally seen you wear a cobalt green tracksuit.
Oh my god, let's not even go there, guys.
Who is right below it, and tell me if you all agree, she could absolutely wear a cobalt green suit.
For next season, we'll see.
Next season, the first episode, I want you wearing cobalt green.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my. Oh, but Jesus.
Anyway, oh, my God.
So, is that your only best performance out of all the celebrities?
Well, I also love Carrie Underwood, and I love all the country stars. But for me, that was the one that I was the most excited about.
Do you think that it made sense with Katy Perry singing?
If you listen, listen to the radio version, like obviously with her being live.
Was that the remix?
No. She added a couple of verses that you don't really hear in the radio mix.
Oh.
But they worked a lot better in the radio mix, like or the one that's sounding out now. Because I think live it was two different. They were kind of, one was in front, one was behind. Like, he was kind of, like, walking. It was kind of a weird.
And she was, like, trapped in this big monster of hair. She was like, someone help me, I can't move.
Yeah, it was so. But the song is actually really good. It's a really good song. It's my summer anthem. So.
Is this his newest song?
I think this is one of the newest songs he has out, yes.
I need to go on to Apple Music and go to Mi Gente.
Con calma.
Like, there's a playlist. I think it's called. What does mi gente mean?
My people.
It's definitely not that. I forgot the name of the playlist that's on iTunes or on Apple Music that's all Spanish stuff.
Mm-hmm. It could be mi gente because that's usually what they start off a concert with, saying like.
So maybe it was that. Okay.
Like mi gente, like, what's up, my people?
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
You're getting schooled on some reggaeton.
You know what? I used to listen to Daddy Yankee back in high school. The Gasolina days.
Yeah. That was everywhere.
Or the machete.
Oh, my. Okay. Yes.
I know Daddy Yankee.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. I know Daddy. I used to rock his song. I used to sing his songs.
But that's exciting for me because it's, you only think because you're Latin and you speak Spanish that you're the only one that listens to it, which is really exciting to like be on something as mainstream as American Idol and hit middle America the way it does. I mean, I don't know.
I ain't from middle America.
I know, but it's.
I'm from the Northeast.
But you know what I mean? Like it hits the general American public.
It spreads like a virus.
And I'm just so happy that. We had J-Lo too, but.
Who had J-Lo?
When American Idol had J-Lo as a judge.
I like these three judges. I think they're perfect.
I have to say, I like the relationship between Katy Perry and Luke Bryant. However, if one of them were to be missing, I don't know if they could work without each other. Because you know how Lionel's a dad, Katy yep. Perry, and Luke are kind of like the kids. So I could see Lionel being well by himself if the other two weren't there. But if Katy or Luke weren't to return, I'd be like, I don't know if they could
really
have that chemistry with anybody else. Yeah.
Mm.
That's really? My thoughts. Those are my thoughts. Not that they're not.
See, like, I wouldn't, like, I like, remind me of his name.
Lionel?
No.
Luke?
Luke. Why did I forget that? I wouldn't, I like Luke, but if he wasn't there, I think.
Because he just reiterates.
I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I think he would just reiterates what Katy or Lionel said.
I mean, he makes good points. He says, but it's nothing really like Lionel, like Katy Perry. I got to read this before we move on. Katy Perry in, what was it, Alejandro's second performance.
Mm-hmm.
After Alejandro performed, and I quote, Katy Perry said, "It's been such a pleasure to live in the same lifetime as you."
No one's ever said anything
when
like
someone,
that to me.
Do you know how intense that is and how heavy that is?
Mm-hmm.
And the love that person had to give that person to say that? That's I would much rather hear that than sick performance. You're a great artist.
Right.
The same lifetime as you?
Yeah.
That's like a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah, that was
all
really
pun intended.
And even the audience was like, "Aww."
Yeah, I like almost started crying.
That was beautiful.
It was a beautiful thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Lionel normally says all that kind of stuff, but for Katy Perry to say that,
I mean, because she's usually goofy sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes
she
you don't even know if she's going to give you like the advice that you need.
Yeah.
Or she's going to try to be taking the limelight away and
for
putting
sure.
it on herself. Yeah. But this time she gave it to Alejandro.
She gave it, and it was a beautiful gift.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift. Beautiful gift. All right, so the winner. All right, everyone. So the winner of the 2019 American Idol is Lane frickin' Hardy. Hardy with a party.
Yeah.
Now, before we even speak any further on this, I just want to let you know what we said before about how I called this.
Yeah.
So when Ryan Seacrest, and she's my witness,
yeah, he did.
Probably a minute before he even said, "And the winner is," something in my stomach and something in my body, I was feeling this energy. And I was like, I mean, even though Alejandro should win.
I felt like he deserved it.
He absolutely did. But I told her, I said, America is going to shock us and Alejandro is not going to win and it's going to be Lane. And when Ryan Seacrest said Lane Hardy, I jumped up, my chair fell, headphones came off my head and I said, "See, I told you."
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It was so true. It's exactly how he described it, you guys. It was insane.
I'm painting the picture perfect for you guys.
Yeah.
Perfect. It was.
I was shocked. I was like, because you're voting based, I guess, based on tonight and the performances. Based on tonight and the performances, it definitely goes Alejandro.
Absolutely.
100%.
I mean, the whole season goes
well, yeah,
to him
the
from,
whole season.
From the audition.
Yeah, I mean, like, every contestant. I mean, Lane had moments where he definitely stood out more than Alejandro. Remember those moments where Alejandro was too...
Yeah, that one episode.
Yeah.
He literally...
There were moments where each contestant had their moment to shine, and it was their day. But tonight was definitely all about Alejandro.
Alejandro brought his A game.
Yes.
A game.
Yeah. And there was, like, emotion in... So much emotion coming from Alejandro.
He was, like, holding back
yeah.
his... crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, brother, just let it out. It's a beautiful thing.
I think maybe going back to Pomona, going to the hometown, and then feeling that love and support,
yeah.
really, really getting to see that firsthand. Because you're in a TV show, so you're protected. You don't get to see all the love. You see the likes and comments.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you see people show
Live.
Up for you and your hometown and people who are, you know, your family and friends that, you know, come out and strangers that you don't even know coming out to support you.
Well, he better get, like, used to it because he's going to have millions of strangers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're called fans.
Yeah.
On his back because his career is just getting started.
Definitely.
Just getting started.
I was a little sad. I was.
I'm not because I think it's a good thing. I think if I was, And I honestly don't think Alejandro cares about it because he knows where he's headed.
Mm-hmm.
He's, I'm telling you, I don't know. It's this thing where, how do you, like, America voted for Lane. America thinks Lane Hardy is a better artist, is an American idol than Alejandro. This is my hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't facts. This is just what I think. Is I think Alejandro did not win on purpose, because when you win American Idol...
Well, he couldn't win on purpose. Like, they voted him...
But we don't see the actual poll.
Well, that's true.
We really don't know the real winner or the real vote. Like, they don't show us that.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, and America picked.
Yeah.
But we don't know, actually, if America did pick it. I'm sure they did. And I'm not saying that they didn't. But my hypothesis is that it's better for Alejandro to not win. Because when you win a competition show like The Voice, like American Idol, they own you.
Mm-hmm.
You sign to you sign a contract. You sign to a label. You're owned by, was it ABC?
Uh-huh.
They own you in that contract. Everything you put out, they own. So for Alejandro to win is a blessing in disguise.
True.
For him. Just because now he's literally free to do whatever the hell
he
wants.
But he also could have gotten the contract.
But he doesn't. But he's going to get the contract, true, though. I promise you, he's either going to get the contract or he's going to go independent and he's going to do it, like, because he already has a fan base.
But I was excited to have a Latino win American Idol.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not that I'm saying like the same kind of artist wins. I was very excited for Lane. I do think he's talented. I do think he brings something special.
Yeah.
He's definitely memorable, even though last time I forgot his name a couple times. But other than that,
Wayne Hardy.
I can't say Wayne, whatever. But I do think that out of all of them, he brought that uniqueness that I was really hoping that I could say was an American Idol.
I mean,
I was shocked. I
was shocked that he won, but I wasn't shocked because something was telling me that he's going to win.
Right.
But for you, Alejandro, it's better that you didn't win because now you're free and you could sign and do whatever the hell you want now.
Right.
You, whether America picked you or not, in my eyes, and I'm sure in the music people's eyes, which is what you want, is the American Idol true winner.
Yes.
Not taking anything away from Lane. He's talented.
Super talented.
But
sexy.
I wouldn't go there. You're a very handsome man, fella. So that is the winner. Lane Hardy is American Idol season 17 winner.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And let's move on to the next topic. We got some news for you guys.
Yes, we do.
So, AfterBuzz TV News. All right, everyone. If you thought this season was exciting, you better get your popcorn ready, because we got season 18, but what they're calling it in the paper, season 3 of American Idol. It got renewed. So, you know, it says here, ABC has renewed the reality singing competition hosted by Ryan Seacrest for a third season. EW has confirmed. EW is Entertainment Weekly. And wrapping up on the second season, and excited because we have another
more
season.
Talent,
more
yeah.
talent, hopefully better than this year.
We'll see.
And hopefully the same judges come back.
Yeah, we'll see that too.
That's some cool news for next season. And hopefully you'll see the both of our faces here. Right?
Covering season 3.
Exactly. And let's get on to the last topic for you guys. We got to go out in fashion. Get it? We got to go out in fashion. So, this is our picks for best dress tonight.
Yes. So, this is a weird one. Like I said, it's Daddy Yankee and Katy Perry. If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, make sure you check us on YouTube, because we have some pictures up. But this was the costumes that they were wearing. Like I said, I feel like only Daddy Yankee can get away with this because I don't even know what it kind of is, but I'm pretty sure if I watch the music video, I'm going to get it.
It looks like he's wearing a lab coat from yeah, like the Breaking Bad.
I know.
He's about to go like make meth or something.
But I love those pants that Katy Perry's wearing. It's just like those like salsa pants that you just dance and it's just like the tassels on them.
Tell me.
No disrespect to Daddy Yankee, but he kind of looks like he's one of those safety crossman people.
Right?
It's just that little neon strip yeah, across it. It just looks like a safety vest.
Exactly.
Safety vest. That's right. He's a little crossing guy.
It's just so interesting. But this was an interesting pick. I don't say it's good or bad. I'm just going to say it's
interesting.
That was the most interesting interesting look of the night.
Katy Perry looks like a fembot from Austin Powers.
Yeah, she looks like a Barbie, and then he looks like, I don't know, whatever.
Who styled him?
I have no idea. But I picked it because it was the most unique tonight.
And who was your next pick?
Alejandro in his classic Alejandro gear. Because I felt like, you know, there was a lot of pizzazz and they often get dressed up in ways that the producers want them to. And Alejandro wore what he wore and what he feels comfortable in. And then I loved, like I said, the beanie look and then have that be shared amongst the orchestra. I really loved that.
I love the orchestra too.
So him just staying true to who he is means a lot.
And Alejandro, always please, if there's one advice I could tell you, is always stay true to who you are. Because the minute you get in that spotlight and the fame and the money start to come, the devil starts talking. Do not listen.
Yeah.
Remember who you are now and stay with that person. Grow in a good way. Don't grow in a bad way and start doing bad shit. Okay, so my pick is the American Idol winner himself, Lane Hardy. I mean, he's always dressed in super dapper. I mean, that pink blazer. Yeah. I don't know if it's silk or some sort of fabric.
Satin
maybe, but with the black lapel mixed in with the pink. I think pink and black is
a
cool look.
I mean, he also
can
be like an icon, like fashion icon, because everything he wears looks really,
really
good. Really
good on him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
really
be surprised if I see him in a new, I don't know, Hugo Boss campaign.
That's also part of being an artist, is having that identifiable signature.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
I thoroughly enjoyed doing the show with you. You make me better. I hope I make you better.
You do.
Amazing.
I'm just gonna shout out some people we have in the chat. Garcia says that, of course, Lane won. Joey Baseball said it would have shocked him if Lane didn't win. And of course, Ingrid says both Alejandro and Lane are amazing.
They are.
Agree.
They are
both amazing. Not taking anything away from either one of them. They all deserve to be there. Yes. And shout out to all you commenting below. Thank you so much. And you know, I just want to say, inform our lovely fans where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Dilly Gomez.
And you can find me, your boy, Ricky Vitucci, at Ricky Vitucci on all social media platforms. Thank you so, so much, American Idol fans. We love you. Until next season, stay classy, my friends. Ciao.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.